to previous episode, they're fully packed and God is going to bless you and you're going to be really, really, really blessed. So let's get right into today's episode and I'm liking it. So the topic for today is E is in your boat. I don't know, I have to like break it out, it's not really necessary, but ease in your boat. So while I was praying and I kept on hearing this, I kept on hearing ease in your boat, ease in my boat, and ease in your boat. I think I even mentioned this in my last podcast, and this podcast, this episode rather, is just mainly to affirm someone else that God is in your boat. Jesus is in your boat. I have this Bible reading and I'll like break it down. But before then, before I go into the Bible reading, I don't know where you're listening to me right now. It's supposed to be a full episode, but I don't even do shots. But I just want to say this. Jesus is in your boat. I don't know how it seems right now. Like, I know you've been hurt. I know things have happened. And you feel like, oh, this is the end. You feel like, would I meet up with my peers? Would I ever get married? Would I have children? Would I be a man on my own? I have to meet up with what the society think of me. Can I graduate? Can I move on? Would I be stuck here forever? Even those with relationships, broken marriages, divorces. I'm just here to tell you that Jesus is in your boat. I don't want to know how it seems right now. I don't want to know how you feel. What Jesus is telling you, that he's in your boat. And that boat is not going to sink. It is not going to sink. I know you might have, oh, I just want to give up. I just want to take my life. Suicide is not an option. Believe me, suicide is not an option. I've seen people that come to me and be like, oh, my parents don't believe in me. My family don't believe in me. My friends don't believe in me. I feel like a failure. I feel like I'm not doing things the way I should do it. And I just tell them, Jesus is in your boat. If you have this one person with you, it doesn't matter what your word says. It doesn't matter. All you need is Jesus in your boat. And I'm telling you today that he's in your boat. He's in your boat. Your boat will not sink because Jesus is in your boat. Strongly, I'm saying this with so much affirmation that Jesus is in your boat. Now, if we look at Matthew, do I read Matthew? Okay, I think I will use Mark. Take Mark 4:35. I'll read. It says, as evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. So they took Jesus in the boat and set out, leaving the crowd behind. Although other boats followed, but soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat and it began to fill with water. A fierce storm. Meaning the storm was big. It was angry. I know what you're facing right now looks big. It looks angry. It looks fierce. It's gonna eat you up. Jesus is in your boat. And Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, teacher, don't you care? We are going to drown. when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." And suddenly, the wind stopped. Now, before I go further, I want to point out something. Sometimes, what you carry inside determines the kind of storm that comes your way. The person greater in you sometimes determine how fierce the storm will be. Now, my question is, why did this storm not affect the other boats? Or why wasn't just a storm without Jesus in the boat, just these disciples, you know, going on their own, and a storm came, and you know. Just sometimes, if you have something great in you, then trust me, your storm is going to be fierce. But Jesus is in your boat, and all you need is your faith to be strong. All you need is your faith to be strong. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you have no faith?" I'm asking you today, the young girl, the young man, starting up his life, into the family, the one about to graduate, the one in school, struggling with studies, struggling with life, family pressures, peer pressure, workloads, and every other thing. Jesus is in your boat, and you are not going to sink. If you didn't get anything from this podcast, hold on to Jesus is in your boat, and you cannot sink. I want you to say it throughout the week. Whenever you face challenges, Jesus is in my boat, I cannot sink. Whenever your boss gives you so much workload, Jesus is in my boat, I cannot sink. When you get that test, when you get the exam papers, Jesus is in my boat, I cannot sink. When they tell you you are a failure, tell them Jesus is in my boat, I cannot sink. When they say you're going to end up like nothing, tell them Jesus is in my boat, I cannot sink. Jesus is in your boat, you cannot sink. I'm telling you, Jesus is in your boat, you cannot sink. He's in your boat, you cannot sink. No matter where you're going through in life, answer the back of your mind, Jesus is in your boat, you cannot sink. I know it might be tiring, it's stressful. Life is stressful, life is tough, life is difficult. Oh, I know. But Jesus is in your boat, you cannot sink. Just have faith. I know faith is easier said when you're not in that position to apply your faith. You can easily tell a person that is going through tribulations and temptations and difficulties, "Oh, have faith, because you're not going through it. But when you're there, then you know you know what comes with it. You know how difficult it is to apply faith. The Bible said in Proverbs that we faint in the day of adversity. Keep on praying for faith. Praying that God strengthens your faith. Always remember that Jesus is in your boat. All you need to have is faith. I pray for everyone listening to me right now. Whatever you're going through, emotionally, in your marriage, business, in your work, every area of your life, I ask that Jesus rebukes the storm and becomes calm in the name of Jesus. Your storm
friend, the family, or I started almost giving up. Send this podcast to them. We are friends of spirit, of your loved ones, your friends, because Jesus is in your boat. See, we see next week. I really hope you're blessed with this episode. I was gonna start soon. Till then, I'll see you next week. Bye.